I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Your all-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Live coverage, the U.S. Capitol protest on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Friday afternoon, it's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. We have some blue sky, 45 degrees. KSL's top story, 350 members of the Utah National Guard are being deployed to the nation's capital. They'll help maintain order heading toward next week's inauguration. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more.
Around 350 troops departed earlier today via KC-135 military transport. Major Mangum says they'll be there mainly to assist Washington, D.C. National Guard.
The mission, as we understand it, is security, support and defend the Constitution, help protect life, liberty, property.
Mangum says he had the opportunity to be in D.C. during June's riots and remembered interacting with people who were angry. He says in most cases, you find common ground, providing opportunity to de-escalate any potential situation. He says most people realize that National Guard troops are your neighbors, co-workers, and friends. Most of his troops don't believe things will get out of hand. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
The post office in Salt Lake City is taking some precautions in the event of any unrest over the weekend. They're removing postal collection boxes temporarily at some locations downtown. They say it's to protect postal security, employees, and the public. Congressman Chris Stewart is sharing his thoughts on possible protesting taking place across the country this weekend. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik reports.
In a series of tweets this morning, Stewart said in part, for those planning to participate in any of these armed protests, don't. For those who choose violence, rest assured you will be found and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Stewart goes on to call this coming week a critical moment in our republic, saying that too many people on both sides feel marginalized and unheard. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The First Presidency and Quorum of the 12 Apostles for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are urging members to avoid violence ahead of President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The host of KSL's Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, says a statement issued this afternoon is about peace.
And I think on a weekend like this, where threats and ideas of unrest in America and, again, other capital cities around the world, where that is still prevalent, where we have an inauguration coming up next week. We have Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday. Can you imagine if everyone just followed this simple declaration from these 15 world religious leaders?
The statement also says members should honor democratic institutions and follow the law. Federal law enforcement officers have opened 275 investigations into Capitol Hill rioters. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, about a third of those cases are for federal felonies. In response to the attack, 20,000 National Guard troops will assist with security on Inauguration Day. Some of those soldiers will be armed, and former Deputy Secretary of State and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard says he's concerned about that.
You've got National Guardsmen with M16s over their shoulder. So who's got control of the use of force? Who's actually controlling all these guardsmen who really aren't trained to be doing what they're doing?
Ganyard says very few of the guardsmen have been trained in law enforcement. After rolling out his plan to get more COVID vaccines to more Americans more quickly, President-elect Biden was asked by reporters about the increased security surrounding his inauguration next week.
Do you feel safe about Wednesday based on the intelligence that you've seen?
Yes.
officials from Homeland Security, the FBI, and other intelligence agencies are currently investigating several alleged plans to enact violent protests challenging his presidency in the nation's capital and all 50 state capitals. Law enforcement has been stepped up in anticipation of unrest. The National Rifle Association today says that it has filed for bankruptcy and will seek to incorporate the nation's most politically influential gun rights group in Texas instead of New York. The announcement comes months after New York's attorney general sued the organization over claims that top executives illegally diverted tens of millions of dollars for lavish personal trips, no-show contracts for associates, and other questionable expenditures. The coronavirus pandemic has also upended the NRA, which last year laid off dozens of employees, canceled its national convention, and scuttled fundraising. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:05.
High on the Hill, 2021.
Leadership of Utah's House of Representatives says Utahns might be getting their taxes lowered during this legislative session. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has a preview.
Speaker Brad Wilson says the tax relief would be part of broadening Utah's economic success and part of the Republican majority's goals for the next 45 days. Some ways they might do that:
eliminating or reducing the Social Security tax on a certain segment of our retired citizens, potentially reducing the income tax rate for everyone.
He says they'll also address roads, rail, water, and transportation needs. He says Utah has a surplus right now.
You'll see us put the majority of that one-time revenue to work in this infrastructure space, and probably see us do some bonding.
Other priorities, he says, making Utah more equitable through education and housing issues, as well as clearing up powers the government has during emergencies. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:06. Ricky Meese, traffic has been tough this afternoon.
It has, and I'm afraid we have a couple of new problems. One is a crash in Weber County, southbound I-15. At Riverdale Road, it's been moved to the right shoulder, and a new crash, 3rd West, about 2100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. Coming up, have you heard people complaining about the vaccination program for the elderly, how it's all messed up? I'm seeing a complaint like every half hour. Stay here. My Minute of News is next.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.